sounds that excite and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay. Things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, people in Israel have been taking cover in bomb shelters. Iran has fired missiles overnight in response to attacks on its nuclear bases. Israel's worried Tehran is developing an atomic weapon. Emily Schrader is an American-Israeli journalist. She spoke to Radio X from a bunker in Tel Aviv.
Here in the shelter, especially the first wave of attacks, we did feel quite a few booms. The shelter was actually shaking, the one that I'm in now.
There's been a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. Petrol bombs have been thrown at police in Portadown. Unrest started on Monday in Ballymena following claims of a sexual assault in the town. More than 30,000 lightning strikes have been recorded overnight. Storms that hit the UK have caused flooding in Dover in Kent. Some flights at Heathrow were delayed. The King's official birthday parade later will include a minute's silence for the victims of the Air India crash. Trooping the colour will also see a flypast over Buckingham Palace. David Beckham says he's really proud to have been made a Sir in the King's Birthday Honours. Roger Daltrey and Gary Oldman have also been knighted. There's an MBE for Luke Littler.
Weather.
Rain and thunder in the north, sun and showers in the south, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yeah, from Global. That's right, as the jingle says. And thanks to the newsreader. I just want to say a big thank you to... They've gone. Lovely. But, really well read, by the way. Thanks for not putting on a voice. Anyway, welcome to Hour 2 of the Chris Miles Show on... What was that, James? No, you're not wearing your headphones. You're not joining in. You got microphone pushed away from you.
No.
You've not got your headphones on. You're sitting on your laptop doing emails.
I'm not. I'm sorting
something. Muck Robinson.
Oh, no.
Muck Robinson.
Oh, no.
Previously on Muck Robinson. Excited to hear Will Smith on the radio, Muck Robinson is teaching himself all the words to the theme tune to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's listen to him now as he practices them, reading them off the top of his head. Here's Muck Robinson.
Oh, no, I can't remember, but I just love Big Willie. Oh. Let me remember the lyrics.
Who do you love?
Big Will. I know another Willie.
Oh.
Anyway.
Who's the other Willie
now,
you know? Who's the other
Willie? Who are you?
Who's the other Willie you know?
Willie, it's a regional name.
It's a what name?
Regional what?
A regional name from up here.
Who's the other Willie you know? Willie Nonto, plays for Leeds.
Willie McDavish.
Oh, you're daft racist.
It could be the auction Willie. Willie Eckers like.
Oh, no. No. Which, I'm mixing up my Willies.
Oh.
Here we go. I just best play on my tape. Now, this is a story. Oh, no, I can't do it. Bye.
Oh, okay, he's gone. There it goes.
Bye.
What will happen next? Tune in at the same time next week to find out for another enthralling episode of Muck Robinson, the rapper. The crapper rapper. Oh my days.
The Chris Miles Show.
On Saturday. 3TO.
Yeah. Boy George also on the show today. Bryce Dallas Howard, Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Blessed. All going to be on between now and 11 over the next couple of hours. And then I am heading to Cambridge to DJ at the Sausage and Cider Festival. If you're heading there today, I'll see you later on the stage.
Can't wait tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. Last time I went, I didn't have any sausage at all.
Really?
Oh, I dropped my body weight in cider, though. But
I'm looking forward to sausages.
Yeah.
I want a real big one, you know, like the...
Sausage and cider?
The foot-long one, yeah.
And you're bringing old Mavis, the wife?
No, my wife Lucy is
That's
coming.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And Pippa's coming as well.
Oh, yes.
We're going to see Pippa
I'm looking forward to sausage and cider.
Yeah.
At the festival today.
What time are you on?
That was
what
I was by the way, ask. There's puns everywhere.
Oh, I imagine.
It really is.
I bet they have a bit too much fun with it.
Yeah.
Andy's it's like sausage. There's a stall called something like, you know, Massive Bangers or something. And
yeah.
There's one which is called like Andy's Sausage. So you go on stage, you go, anybody have any of Andy's sausage earlier? No. I did. Cool. Bam. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm full or whatever. It's just right.
Do you remember the chain of pubs? I don't know if I can say the name of them again with F.
Yeah.
And it was a something, whatever, something toilet, the something restaurant, the something bar.
Yeah.
Do you remember that chain?
I do.
Firkin.
That's
they were
right.
Called.
Oh, right.
That was the name of the thing. So you'd have the Firkin kitchen and the Firkin bar. That was the thing right. Bit.
So do you know what a Firkin is?
No,
it's a unit of measurement.
Okay, for alcohol, is it?
Let's call it a measurement.
Yeah.
But that was famous pubs though.
So it'd be it was a unit of measurement and a type of container, and the container would be like a barrel.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a tub that holds a quarter of a barrel of butter, lard, or lager.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
So there you go. Hence a firkin.
Yeah.
And then the pub chain called themselves the firkin.
Yeah.
Pubs. I don't know why I left a gap before saying the word pubs.
Yeah. No, that's right. Pubs is fine. But yeah, no, they were around. They were huge, weren't they? They were around for years.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened to them.
Oh, it's hilarious. Big student pub. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I have loads of jokes about those pubs, but I can't do any of them now.
I want to do so many.
James, is that right?
I think we shouldn't. We've got stuff to do.
Yeah. It's a
busy show.
Very busy.
Lots to do. Busy afternoon as well.
Yeah. Jonathan Ross had a pub for a while, didn't he?
He did.
He opened it up with his friend Rankin.
That's right.
The photographer.
The photographer.
We don't need another.
Never took off.
No,
it never took off.
The Chris Miles Show.
I can't remember what happened, but... Well, oh, hello.
Oh, what's happened?
I don't know. I'm going to do that again. Oh. The music should come on.
Chris Miles Show.
Here we go. See, I do press all the buttons myself.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I'll do it again if you want. There you go, look. Here comes the jingle.
The Chris Miles Show.
And then I drop the song in afterwards. One, two, three. Look at that. Let's see. I press it on all the buttons myself.
It's not sure everyone your workings out.
Yeah.
You get points for that.
Yeah. And what do points make?
Really good songs.
That's right. Right, it's the Chris Miles Show. It's Radio X. It's Saturday morning. And yes, you know it's the Killers.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game. I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close in a place like but don't think you might miss. Cause heaven ain't close in a place like this. I said heaven ain't close in a place like this.
Killers, and somebody told me at Radio X. Drums, please. Do 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 do. Wow, is that you rapping?
Yeah, man.
I like it.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Summertime.
Whoa. Do you know all the words?
No.
Let's hear you, Captain. No, here we go.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the
norm.
Just a little something to break the...
Something.
Of all that downfall dance has got to be a little bit...
out of control. Dance, but what about a
groove that soothes and moves? Romance. Sing, don't try to fix it. You ready? If it ain't
broke, then don't try to fix it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good.
I don't know the words, Chris.
Did you go to rap?
No, or? Really?
I don't know the words. It might shock you.
Do you know the film Wild Wild West?
Yes.
A Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West?
Yeah. I actually really like the song from Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that was I think it got to number one, that track, didn't it?
Should have done.
It was huge. Yeah.
Wiki Wiki Wild, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West. Mainly because it features a Stevie Wonder track.
I was going to say, yeah.
Wiki Wiki Wild, Wiki Wild, Wiki Wiki Wild.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this six gun in this, brother running this Buffalo Soldier. Look, it's like I told ya. Any gamble that's in distress. Be out of that dress when you meet Jim West.
I still don't think I've ever seen Wild Wild West.
I haven't either.
But are you doing Wiki Wars in there?
I'm just doing, I'm Wiki Waring over the okay. Time. And it works, it's working. With Artemis from the start of this, running again. Wiki Wiki Wah. Middle West, so remember the name now. Wiki Wiki Wah.
I'm okay, tired. I'm a bit right, tired today.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah, a little bit tired.
So Will Smith is going to be on the show later on today.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Well, again, Chris, he was on the other day. It's on the tape, you loon. just be yourself. I'm not going to come back to ask him the same questions here.
You can't call the listeners loon.
You can't have a go at
Boy, did he say Boy George is on? Yeah, Boy George is on. But then wasn't he on the other day? Yeah. He's going to come all the way back into the studio and we're going to ask him the same questions in the same order, you absolute muppets. What? George down.
I don't recognise this from Will Smith.
Oh, this is
now
lovely,
it's Boy so. George with Everything I Own. And the girl goes,
you sheltered me from harm.
Boom!
Keep me warm.
Ba, 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 ba.
Keep me warm.
That's what he does. He does the echo thing. Ba, 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 ba.
He doesn't just go ba, 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 ba.
He does. He puts echo.
He's asking for a saucy sack.
Boy George goes, oh, ba, 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 ba. That's what he does.
He's falling down the stairs.
No, don't be like that. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ma, 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 ma.
Listen, you know about the crying game.
Ma, 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 ma. Bippity, bippity, ma, ma.
I really hope George hasn't tuned in at this particular moment.
Do you realise we were seeing Bobby McFerrin?
He loves it. He loves it. Realize my crime. Call the police.
Now you're doing chicken noises.
George would love this.
He would, yeah. I would be all over this. Yeah.
Because we already chatted him the other day, otherwise he might have to cancel.
Yeah, he wouldn't definitely not come in.
Oh, shall I tell you the song that I do love?
That's a nice intro.
This one, I love this. Oh, what's that, bird? Oh. Oh, I think this is a mix.
This is lovely, though.
Uh-huh. Nice, isn't it? I'll try and find the single version. This is it. I found it for you.
It's quite different to the last one.
Yeah, it's the same song, but just a different mix. Check it out, okay? It's a lovely song.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. From Bombay to Bangalore, that's what we're doing.
Ah.
All the Hindus know the score.
Hmm. From Bombay to Bangalore, all the Hindus know the score. If you want to live small, hare, hare, hare.
Yep.
If you
do not take the vow. You can eat the sacred cow. You'll get karma anyhow. Hare, hare, hare.
Karma.
I love that song, oh, Bow Down, Mister. Yeah. It's very catchy.
Yeah.
Right, what shall I play next? Do you want some? I'm giving you a choice. You can either have Blossoms or Weezer, and I'm going to let Captain Crackbeard choose. Blossoms or Weezer?
I'm going to say Weezer.
Buddy Holly.
Is that the boss?
No.
It's quiet.
That's me. I'm typing.
Who are you typing to?
I'm just sorting out. I'm putting an advert on this jobs page.
All right.
Yeah.
For what?
Captain Crapbeard's job.
Right. Are you? Is my job going live?
Yeah, because he's been a sarky today.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah, he's been a sarcastic little smart ass know-it-all.
Oh, no, is he?
Idiot. Oh. Muffin head.
What's the word? What's the wording of the job ad?
Not another.
Slightly higher than dog's body needed.
Yeah, correct.
£1 per annum.
Wow, £1 or that? Wow,
that's yep. All I'm getting now.
So. Crap beard not necessary.
Right,
but would help as the jingles are already made.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Sarky boy.
Oh, and I'm the one that's full of the insults, am I?
Listen to me, you scruffy git. Right? don't just play it down that I'm just the insult man of the Christmas show. I'm the star of the Christmas show.
Oh, very much okay? So.
If I've ever insulted you, which over the years is probably maybe at most twice, you blithering idiot, right?
Twice this link.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Chuckles face. Get that horrible face away from me. Your hairy palmed mud.
That's four.
Anyway, where was I?
Going to the break, probably.
Apply. Why do you want me to go to the break?
Now?
I'll go to the break when I'm ready. Well, not when you tell me, okay? When I'm ready.
So not now.
Shh. Now. The Chris Miles Show. We're all friends, really.
You're looking good. You're looking sharp. You've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth.
5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex this that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and T-R-E-A-T-S. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem selected products and services. T's and C's apply.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground, milk frothed, shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
You know that home sense is like the TK Home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like home sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Gather round, Moonpigs. It's almost here. Let's get ready for Father's Day. So shine up your novelty stickers and show off Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. Oh yes, the nation's dads are going to love you. For the UK's most personalised card this Father's Day, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
Radio X.
You know, a lot of people have just messaged me saying, Chris, you and Captain, I love your relationship, your camaraderie, is what they were saying, and how you pretend that you, like, he's annoyed you when really you two love each other. Well, it's true. I do like him way more than Captain Crackbeard, but then again, I like diarrhea. Sorry, more than James. Sorry. I ruined my life.
So, yes, you said you
it
like
means
James.
That we like each other.
What? You also said you like diarrhea. You like James and diarrhea.
No, I didn't. No, I'm going to do this like again. Many people have said this, but anyway, I hate James. and you know what? Now I hate Captain Crackbeard because he made me say that link wrong.
Chris likes diarrhea.
No, I don't. I know. I told you. I like Dire Straits. I like Dire Straits and Chris Rea. I don't like diarrhea.
And you like
okay?
James.
Okay? No, I don't like that, James.
Whiffy,
Chrissy.
You
know what? And I don't like you. Right? I don't like James with his wuzz and you with your beard. Okay? Leave me alone. I am an international DJ. I DJed in Ilkley last night and tonight I'm going to Cambridge. How dare you? I am a pound chop Calvin Harris and you should just show some respect.
I am. But so we're friends, yeah?
Well, you and me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you and me are, yeah.
And me and you, yeah.
No.
Why don't you, you're my friend, Captain. Why don't you come to my gig tonight? I saw you out with free sausage and free cider.
I'm straight on a train to Brighton today.
Oh, well, forget it, you ungrateful cow! Hey, speaking of guests, we've got Boy George on the show, we've got Will Smith, and coming up in just a bit, Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard. They have a brand new film, which you can watch on Prime Video, Amazon Prime, and I will tell you all about it, and we'll have a chat with them very soon.
Welcome to the DCC,
Is a fast-paced action comedy set in London starring a character called Cat and then some other fella. And we have the stars of the film here, ladies and gentlemen, Bryce Dallas Howard and Mr. Orlando Bloom. Fake applause.
Fake applause.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Yelling.
Good, how are you?
We will just say that Bryce has just got off a plane, so she's a hero to be here.
You're a hero.
Oh, she is. Rock star.
No, I was just wheeled here by people.
Where did you fly in from?
I'm like, I don't know. Los Angeles.
All right, that's a tough flight.
All good.
That's a tough flight.
All good.
You know, there's not much leg room at the back of those planes.
I know.
It's a nightmare.
One day I'll have a lie down on one of those flights. But, yeah.
Orlando, you've been on the show before.
Yeah.
Bryce, I've never met you. I'm a huge fan of your work.
I think you
are phenomenally talented.
I think you're
brilliant. So this fast-paced comedy on Prime Video, which you can watch from today, everybody, I urge you all to watch it tonight. It's a romp of comedy with action, and it is indeed fast-paced.
By the way, it is fast-paced. Actually, that scene that we just, that from the clip, well, I shot it just 100 metres that way in Leicester Square.
In the comedy store, was it?
No, there's a bit where I play an elf.
Oh, right.
Different kind of an elf. More of a Christmas elf.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Than the Lord of the Rings type. But I'm like, yeah, and that piece.
Oh, yes,
yes. You know, you're right. It's just over the street.
Did anyone recognise you?
It was hilarious. Well, yeah, no, yes. I don't know. I hope not.
Because they were shooting, like, probably the crew was kind of a distance
from
you, right?
Yeah, there was a long camera, and I just kept running in and running out. It was like, run for cover.
It's a lovely outfit.
The weird thing is, people dressed in unusual outfits in Leicester Square is not a weird thing. So, you know, there's a good chance.
But when it's Orlando Bloom.
Pardon the pun.
Yes, it was a deep cover.
Yeah, but you know, but I've seen Orlando dressed like that many times before. This is what he does when he's in town.
That's our kink. You're not supposed to tell anyone.
Yeah, I know. So you play Cat.
Yeah.
You're an improv comedy teacher.
Yeah.
And you're really successful at what you do. And then...
Except not being an actor, necessarily.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And Orlando Bloom, you play an actor who is maybe looking for the next big role and it's just around the corner. He's not quite there yet.
Takes himself way too seriously.
Yes.
Not something I do at all, ever, have ever.
But you don't.
And then Sean Bean from Game of Thrones, he plays an undercover police person who's really bad at his job because he meets Kat, your character, Bryce, and says, I'm an undercover police officer, which is surely not the opening gambit he should start with. Yeah. And then he says, you should come and help us catch the baddies and that. And then so you get Orlando's character and also Nick Mohammed, who none of you recognise as the man from Ted Lasso, which is quite unbelievable. And then you go off and you go to get the baddies and you do a good job at getting in with the baddies and hilarity ensues.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes, yes, yes. Pretty
and to good. Add to that, because we're improv people or actors, we take it all a bit too seriously and we escalate it really fast. A bit like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Yes, yeah. And, right?
Yeah.
You've got to keep going. And because the comedy is in the fact that we unwittingly keep going deeper undercover, thinking that we're protected by Sean Bean and the police force of the British Great British Police Force, but actually it's all fun and games and gets very funny. Dangerously funny.
Yes, dangerously funny. Yeah.
And filming in the UK must be nice for the pair of you as well.
Was awesome.
So cool. And not just filming in the UK, like filming in London. Yeah. We were shooting in Shoreditch and Bethnal Green and like we were actually getting to be inside the
Leicester
city,
Square.
Which is so cool. Mm. Leicester Square, yeah, exactly.
Like some of the hot spots, really fun. Great to shoot in London.
Not your first time filming in London for the pair of you.
Mm. No, but what I would say is the first time for me, like I've shot here on movies that are sort of like, you know, I've done like the Jurassic movies here and I did Argyle here.
Great film.
And so doing this movie was very different because this was an independent movie. Like when we started this, it hadn't been acquired by Amazon yet. Like it was truly an independent film. And so it was exciting for everyone being able to be like, oh my God, we can shoot this like, you know, small indie action comedy in London.
How did they get you, the pair of you? In fact, that whole lineup for a little independent film, how did they get you?
Really well written.
Yeah, great
Very
script.
Funny. Great script.
Is that what got you? Is that what great pulled you premise. In, the pair
yep.
of you?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And Tom Kingsley is an incredible director.
Right.
I mean, Stathlet's flat. Like, he understands funny.
Yeah. The writers had done executed a script so brilliantly. Ben and Alex.
Yeah, really, Ben Asherton and Alex on.
Yeah, great job. Made it fit. It was just, and they were on set. They also perform in the movie, and they just they would give us what we needed. Mm. If it wasn't, we didn't even really need. Although it's about improvisation, we didn't need to improvise because it was so well put together. And of course, Colin Trevorrow, who you've worked with, has a very big view for movies. Hence Jurassic Park. And so between Tom, who's got this wicked sense of humor and great director, and Colin with this big vision, we managed to somehow take a tiny movie and blow it into a bigger feel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Have you two worked together before?
No, but we got to do together?
No.
We got to announce at the Golden Globes together. So that's how we first met each other, which is really fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then we have a lot of mutual friends as well.
Okay, I have some... this is where the interview starts going all over the place because I was scribbling notes down yesterday. Okay, so you two have met before at the Golden Globes. You have now worked together. So let me give you a true or false fact about Bryce Dallas Howard. This is to Orlando Bloom. Bryce Dallas Howard has pretty much no sense of smell. True or false?
True.
True, very true.
Really? And we were just,
talking
which is crazy.
Oh, you were? God damn it. Okay, all right, how about this?
Oh, so you learned that not from the incident this morning. You learned that from your own sources.
No,
own
sources.
See? It is out there.
It's out there, babe.
The people know.
That's why.
Yeah, someone mentioned in our interview this morning how peppery Orlando smelled, and they were like, do you think that he smells peppery? And I was like... fun fact, I have no sense of smell. Yeah. Anyway.
It's mad, isn't it?
Gosh.
Okay, try this one then. How many auditions did Bryce do before getting an acting job? This also tests whether or not Bryce Dallas Howard tells the truth in interviews.
This might be a fact. It's a little twisted, but
I mean, are we talking like in the 10s or in the 20s or in the 50s? I don't know.
Less than 50 I had.
You had less than 50.
Bryce is looking at me as if to go, I can't wait to hear the sound.
I would say 43.
I had 48.
So basically,
oh, you liar!
No,
I got this from watching an interview with you.
No, it's correct.
Okay,
it's correct. Okay, so the average actor who is working, they're part of SAG, which is a union, mm-hmm. so they're able to pay their SAG dues, which means they're making over $20,000 a year, right? So this is a working
really
actor. Mm. How many auditions do they have to go in to get a job? The average working actor goes on one in every 64 auditions they book.
Wow.
And whoa. So when I might now, I should check those facts now because yeah, this sure. was something that was told to me when auditioning was more frequent and whatnot. Yeah. But my grandma actually told me this story when I was 16 years old. And I was like, oh, interesting. So when I first started auditioning, I was like, well, it's not going to happen, you know, until I have 64 auditions at all. Like, and that's an average working actor. So it's probably going to be more like 100. Yeah. And so,
when
so,
I came out of drama school, like, don't bother. It's too much like hard work.
I just did my 65th audition yesterday.
There you go.
And didn't get it.
No, shame, shame.
I'm starting to think this world isn't for me.
Just missing it by one each time.
What else? Okay, what else can I... okay, do you, Orlando, still have your black and tan 1973 Porsche 911?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Do you still?
I'll never sell that. Never. It is more fun than you can shake a stick at. It is.
Is it in good condition?
I make sure of it.
Wow.
Do you drive it often?
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's like the joy of joys. Unfortunately, I just started to work with Porsche, which is my dream of dreams.
Wow, what a gig.
I know.
Great.
I do the watches, which I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, you are such a good ambassador.
Very good.
But no, that car, like, and it's crazy because it's like being in a go-kart. And if anything goes wrong, it's like a few hundred bucks to fix it. It's just like, I don't know, it feels like a spiritual experience.
If we promise not to tell the police, how fast have you driven Orlando?
Well, that car is not for speed. It's for handling. It's right. It's really an experience. But other cars that I've driven, Yeah, there he is.
I've got a picture of it on the studio.
That's my baby.
Wow.
So, well, listen, 1973, that's lovely. But now you're working with Porsche. They might give you a newer one. Like an 84 or something like that.
Exactly.
They might have some in a garage somewhere.
Exactly.
Absolute pleasure to see the both of you. Nice to see you again, Orlando.
You too.
And Miss Bryce Dallas Howard. Good Lord, what a talent you
my
are.
My goodness, thank you so much.
And please remember how nice I was to you when you get the directing job in the next Star Wars film. I'm happy to be a stormtrooper. That'll do me.
How tall are you?
Oh, yeah. How tall do I need to be?
How tall should he be?
I'm that height that you want me to be.
Yeah.
So you're between 5'10 and 6 feet?
Yeah.
Well, numbers are different from America to the UK. Measure very differently. This has been a lovely chat this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, please go and watch the movie. It is called Deep Cover. It's on Prime Video right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Orlando Bloom and the lovely Bryce Dallas Howard. Thank you, guys.
The Chris Miles Show.
Watch the movie tonight.
Restaurants, shops, hair and beauty salons. Whatever type of business you run, Square can help you run it even better. Because Square isn't just a point of sale. It connects front and back of house, gives you real-time data, helps you manage appointments and much more. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the Giving Tap, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty, I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like home sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with 3 golf balls, 3 wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools. Useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysts.
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Danny Wallace.
Tell me, what is it you want out of a radio show? Well, you're not going to get it. The important broadcast is a difficult listen, requiring you to sit up and pay attention. I will educate you. I may even upset you, but I will not amuse you. I'm doing it now. Not amusing you, I mean.
Danny Wallace.
The important broadcast.
Tomorrow morning from 11.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom. Not just sinks and showers. Radio X.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show on Saturday. Radio
X. Morning, everyone. Saturday morning on The Chris Moyle Show. I'm hanging out tonight with my mate Dominic Byrne.
Hey.
And old Mavis and Mrs. Judas. See you tonight in, where are we, Cambridge?
Cambridge tonight.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
Are you going to do you want to do any, like, 5 minutes on the decks or anything?
I haven't done deck work for quite a while.
What did you say?
I haven't done deck work.
I misheard you.
Yeah. Not in a Scottish accent.
That's right.
For a long time, I've not been behind the wheels of steel for.
So really, you're just going to be drinking, eating sausage, yes, drinking cider and having a good time.
Absolutely right. That's the plan, actually. That is exactly the plan tonight.
Listen to this. After 10 o'clock this morning, and we've got the final hour of the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday, and we've got two amazing guests.
Yes.
Mr. Will Smith, Prince himself.
Big Willie.
And Mr. Boy George. The Boy George himself.
Big Willie.
So, right.
Sorry.
So you got Will Smith.
Yep. Big Willie.
And Boy George.
Big Willie.
Coming on the show in the next hour. But coming next, I'm going to tell you how you can get your hands on some money. And I'll tell you after Reef.
Oh, bless your hands on my.
Winning £25,000.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. I've got money in that, and you could win it. Do you want to win it? You've got to get, just get it right, and you win the money.
I'd love if that was the voice of the box. That'd be great.
£25,000 locked in a box. And you can have that money, that £25,000, Monday morning, if you like. All you got to do is just guess the Radio X artist correctly. A Radio X artist is the password to unlocking the box. You unlock the box, you win £25,000. All you got to do is guess the Radio X artist.
What do you mean, artist?
Like a singer or a band or a group.
Oh, what do you mean? Could you give me some examples?
Well, not particularly, because then I don't know the actual answer.
No.
So, for example, Skunk and Nancy.
All right, is that the answer?
No, that's been proven that it's not the right answer. And it's still not gone yet. So, would you like to be on Monday morning for your chance to... You get guaranteed £1,000...
Yeah.
...for just getting on the air to have a guess. And even if you're wrong, you get £1,000. I have a qualifying question for you. You need to text the word box followed by your answer. I'll say that again. You need to text the word box followed by your answer to this question. 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? Which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? Do you not know, Dom?
25 years ago.
I know.
Good Lord.
If you want to enter... Then you need to text the word box followed by the answer and send it to 83936. Text the word box followed by your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate, but if you get picked to play Monday morning on my show, you'll win £1,000 just for having a go. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock Monday morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Think about it. £25,000 in your bank. And even if you get it wrong, we'll give you £1,000. Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. Do it now. You could be on Monday morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Captain, would you like me to play Paramore?
Yes, please.
He loves it.
Let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited 8 long months, she finally set me free. I told him I couldn't lie, he was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire. She's getting out for me, but I wear the biggest smile.
guess we're both supposed to have a shake. Sorry, honey, but I passed it up. Now look this way. Well, there's a million other girls that do it just like you, looking as innocent as possible to get to who.
More misery business. She's in the business of misery. That's what she is. Right. I need to keep an eye on the time because I could get carried away here.
Okay.
The news is next.
Yeah.
And then in the next hour of the show, we got two guests. And one of them is actual Boy George. Right. Fast forward to the chorus. There you go.
Of all the years I ever knew.
Do you remember this one?
I do.
Cover version, but still a great version. Everybody.
I will give everything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my home.
Come on, Captain.
I will give everything.
You're not singing, Captain.
Yeah, well, look, I want to give you and Boy George the space to sing rather than me taking the limelight. It's not because I don't know the words.
No, you know this song.
Yes.
I'll give you a nice easy one, shall I?
Yeah. Come on, then. Is that one?
Yeah.
That's all I know, though.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I don't know.
How to sell contradiction.
This is Captain Crabbin.
Come and go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Come and go.
Come a chameleon. Hi.
You come and go.
You come and go.
You come and go. Love will be easy if your colours were light.
Red, gold and green.
Red, gold and green. Red, gold and green. Gold and green.
That's actually very nice.
Very lovely, that. What lovely tone you got.
It didn't feel like a nice tone. Can I be honest there?
I enjoyed the tone.
And, of course, the classic, classic.
Give me time.
To do what?
To realize my crime.
I mean, absolute worldwide hit.
That was their first single, wasn't it?
But before Boy George, actual Ruddy, Big Willie, Big Fresh Prince, Big Will Smith coming up.
The Chris Miles Show.
On the show, right?
Yeah.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
Your mission, should you choose to accept.
The final reckoning is here. What a rush. 5 stars, The Guardian.
Let's hear it.
Unrelentingly tense, The Telegraph. 5 stars.
What is your plan?
Needs to be seen to be believed. NME.
Right to the point.
Tom Cruise.
I need you to trust me one last time.
The best time you'll have at the cinema this summer. Hey, you guys. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In cinemas now. Film for IMAX. Also available in 4DX and ScreenX.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Copy my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof. That's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpix. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, Iran has started its retaliation on Israel after attacks on key nuclear facilities this week. Missiles have been fired overnight, with people told to take cover in bomb shelters in several cities. Journalist Benjamin Butterworth is in Tel Aviv.
We started to get critical alerts to our phone. Then the sirens rang out in the streets across Tel Aviv, and the critical alert, which says that we had 90 seconds to get to the bomb shelter.
There'll be a minute's silence for the victims of the Air India plane crash later. It'll take place during the King's official birthday parade in central London. Police officers have had fireworks and bottles thrown at them during a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. The unrest started following an alleged sexual assault in Ballymena, and it's now spread to Portadown. Storms overnight have caused some flooding. Videos on social media show homes and streets in Dover in Kent underwater. More than 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded overnight. They